I made $50,000 in the stock market today.
I had twins.
I went to the poor farm.
I'm on Millionaire Acres. That's life.
The game of life. The game of life.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 8th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American businessman, game pioneer, and publisher Milton Bradley, born in Vienna, Maine in 1836. He is credited by many with launching the board game industry with his Milton Bradley Company. After completing high school in 1854, he found work as a draftsman before enrolling at the Lawrence Scientific School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was unable to finish his studies after moving with his family to Hartford, where he could not find gainful employment. In 1856, he left home and got a job in the locomotive works in Springfield, Massachusetts. After the company shut down during the financial panic of 1858, he entered business for himself as a mechanical draftsman and patent agent. In 1859, he went to Providence, Rhode Island to learn lithography. And in 1860, he set up the first color lithography shop in Springfield. He moved forward with an idea he had for a board game which he called the Checkered Game of Life, an early version of what later became the Game of Life and which is still marketed today. Bradley's ventures into the production of board games began with a large failure in his lithography business. When he printed and sold an image of the little-known Republican presidential nominee Abraham Lincoln, Bradley initially met with great success, but a customer demanded his money back because the picture was not an accurate representation. Lincoln had decided to grow his distinctive beard after Bradley's print was published. Suddenly, the prints were worthless, and Bradley burned those remaining in his possession. Looking for a lucrative alternate project, he found inspiration from an imported board game a friend had given him. In the winter of 1860, Bradley brought the Checkered Game of Life to life, so to speak. The game proved an instant success. Bradley personally sold his first run of several hundred copies in a two-day visit to New York, and by 1861, customers had bought more than 45,000 copies of the game. While the structure of play in the Checkered Game of Life differed little from previous board games, his game embraced a radically different concept of success. Earlier games created in Puritan Massachusetts focused entirely on promoting moral virtue. Bradley defined success in secular business terms, depicting life as a quest for accomplishment with personal virtues as a means to that end. His game and later board games produced by his company also meshed with the nation's increasing amount of leisure time, leading to great financial success for the company. Throughout the 20th century, the business enterprise he founded in 1860, the Milton Bradley Company, dominated the production of American games, including the Game of Life, Easy Money, Candyland, Operation, and Battleship. The company is now a subsidiary of the Pawtucket, Rhode Island-based firm Hasbro. Milton Bradley died on May 30, 1911, in Springfield, Massachusetts, at age 74. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 8, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.